For the priests, they will have already gathered certain objects, certain events, certain experiences, and I might also add certain people around them. They will exhibit certain symptoms, if you like, of that priesthood. And they would actually be listening to this interview and not coming to it to learn anything at all, because this interview wouldn't tell them anything. All the interview would do was simply affirm what they already knew. When we go and we think about the people who would listen to this interview who are not priests, those are perhaps the individuals that you're highlighting in my mind as you ask that question. And how might they align with their energy in the most appropriate way? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, let's try that.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of energy alignment would they require in their lives?
Say they were seeking something more than they were experiencing in their lives at the present time.
So one of the interesting things is that it is no coincidence that they've actually come across this interview, because they've been seeking. Now, one of the ways of seeking might be to go through pages of a magazine or the internet, and then they come across this interview. So it is no coincidence. It is actually, what they have to realize is that they made this happen. They drew it to themselves. And it may have been a thought that they had 5 years ago, but it is now that they are expressing that energy to say, this thought's going to become a reality for me. Or it could be that there are a whole series of events that they've drawn to them, and some of those events might be crises, that will bring into being this initial energy alignment.